listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Max Schultz, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, who has been closely following the careers of the folks that President-elect Barack Obama plans to bring into his administration as his top energy officials. And Max, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, good to be with you.
Some of these names might be familiar for those who followed Washington. Others may not. Let's start with, I guess, the most high-profile position, and that is Secretary of Energy, Stephen Chu, the Nobel Prize winner in physics, getting that nod. That's not a name we've known really in Washington, so what can we expect from him?
No, it's not a Washington name. And let me back up a minute and just say, because we're going to talk about it in a minute, but Stephen Chu is not it's not really the most high-profile job in discussion today. And that's because President-elect Obama has elected to create a new kind of supervisory position over and above this cabinet position, which he's going to give to Carol Browner. And she's going to be a White House advisor on climate change and energy issues. Now, this is not a Senate-confirmed position. It is a White House position, but she is, in effect, going to be the super energy secretary. So getting back to Stephen Chu, he's a Nobel physicist, won the Nobel Prize in 1998. He's now the director of the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, which is part of the Department of Energy complex. And his great passion seems to be fighting climate change and doing that through the creation of new energy technologies. It's an interesting pick, but let's not kid ourselves and think that this guy is going to be making or even really shaping our energy policies, because that's going to be done at the White House. It's going to be done by Obama. It's going to be done by Carol Browner.
And, of course, Carol Browner is a name folks around Washington may remember from the Clinton years. She was administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, and most see her as definitely to the left of center when it comes to environmental issues. And obviously, climate change is going to be a hallmark, according to the president-elect, of his energy policy moving forward. What has she had to say about this issue? What can we expect from her?
Well, I mean, I think that we saw for 8 years during the Clinton years, a lot of really kind of extreme left-wing activism from Carol Browner. And we ought to expect more of the same through 4 or even 8 years of an Obama presidency. In a period where Washington was really embroiled in some bitter partisan struggles, she was among the most bitter and most partisan of all. It's probably a little bit of an exaggeration to call it a reign of terror at the EPA, but she was perhaps the most activist EPA administrator we've ever had. Very happy to enforce her own personal agenda, disregard the law when it was convenient for her. She's an Al Gore disciple. She was his legislative director when he was in the Senate on Capitol Hill. And I think that we can really expect to see the kind of furtherance of the Al Gore global warming agenda.
Max, what do you see as the potential stepping stones from where we are right now to where this administration seems like it would like to go?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, the history of climate change policy in Washington is that when it actually has to come up for votes, it's a lot harder to find votes for the regulations and the cap and trade schemes that are talked about than it is just to get some sort of kind of general concurrence on it. You know, there's no question if you poll the members of the Democratic Congress and major Democratic fundraisers, everyone's on board with the idea that we have to act soon to combat climate change and we have to enforce new laws and new regulations. But when it comes up to a vote in Congress, it could be a different question. Now, Congress considered the McCain-Lieberman cap-and-trade program last year, which is, not too different from what President-elect Obama is proposing. And even in a heavily Democratic Congress, it couldn't pass. Because when we finally start talking about the issues and talking about the economics involved, and people start to realize that there are going to be real costs to the economy involved in a climate change regime being instituted by the federal government, people's opinions change. And it was Democratic senators, Democratic members of the House of Representatives, who kept cap and trade from passing last year. It's a more Democratic and more liberal Congress coming in next month. But it's not a slam dunk that we're going to see regulations passed by Congress.
What would you prefer to see in terms of an energy agenda from this new administration? Sounds like you're not expecting to be on the same page, but if you were to give them advice, what would it be?
I would say that they should really focus on the things that matter to the American people. You know, we saw energy issues really come to the forefront of the public's attention over this last year, and that was driven largely by the fact that, at least before we saw the economic downturn, it was driven by the fact that we really needed to increase supplies of energy worldwide, but particularly in the United States, where we have the capability to do so. And so we saw, great majorities of the American people saying that we need to open up offshore areas for drilling, the Gulf of Mexico, Anwar, places like that. We need to expand our domestic supplies of energy. That doesn't appear to be anywhere on Obama's and Carol Browner's radar screen. I mean, their focus is going to be solely on climate change. I think it's unfortunate. I think that we need a much better rounded energy policy, which looks to provide the energy supplies that a growing economy is going to need over the next several decades. That means not just more oil and gas, but it means renewable energy too. But it really means things like nuclear power and clean coal. I have a fear that the new Obama administration is going to be focused almost entirely on very uneconomic renewable energy technologies, wind and solar, things like that really don't have any foothold in the energy marketplace because they don't work well, to the exclusion of things like nuclear power and fossil fuels, which do the heavy lifting in our energy economy.
Max, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thanks for your time.
Greg, anytime. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Max Schultz is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. This is Dateline Washington.